The point here is not to necessarily stay in the generic, but identify maybe where you really need to have your antenna up, because the last point I'm going to make is we're really strictly controversy people. I look at, you know, things like partnership agreements and estate plans and whatnot. They're really time bombs because they're not going to go off today. But when it somebody's looking at it, that's when it's going to go off, and everybody's going to look at everybody who had some involvement in that. So if you think in terms of these are time bombs that can go off, pay a lot of attention. And the last point I'm going to make, you know, there's seven last points. The last point I want to make is we got into a thing on one of the panels with Terry about flexibility versus control. And I think I made a comment of, you know, I kind of like to have flexibility because if we're in the situation, we can be a little fluid. And boy, Terry just, you know, jumped down my throat. No, you absolutely have to have control. Every single point needs to be nailed down. I continue to believe that flexibility is a good thing. I do worship Terry Cuff and all the rest of that. But you know, when you're in these trenches, you need to have, sometimes you need to have a back door open. And it can be really a cumbersome situation if you don't. So for those of you who might be more on the drafting side or the controversy side, this is a mix in the partnership arena. With that, Elizabeth?
Thanks, Chuck. And as you can see, it's never boring on a panel with Chuck. He's always got some lively commentary to add in. So before I get started too far in, I just wanted to mention that in your materials, in addition to the PowerPoint, we put a pretty basic section on partnership language that you can use to modify partnership agreements to address the new partnership rules.